The Financial Safari News Network is proud to present America's 401k Show. A place where your retirement questions are answered, solutions are offered, and tough stuff explained. You'll get the latest news on 401ks and IRAs, as well as interviews with financial experts to help you earn more for retirement. Now, let's join our Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall, on America's 401k Show.
Welcome in, everybody. It's America's 401k Show. I'm Steve Siddall, and in studio with me today, as always, America's wealth coach, best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda, and we have a special guest, well, person, Dr. J.
That's right.
Dr. J.
What's Dr. J's real name, Stevie?
Dr. J's real name is Janine.
That's right, Janine.
We like
Dr. J around the office.
I do, too.
She's always has slam dunks her points.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, we were cracking some jokes right before we got on the show. You were a little giggling there. It's fun. You got to have fun in life, don't you?
You got to have fun.
If you're not having fun, what are you here for?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm always trying to have fun. I'm 57 now, soon to be 58. And I still remember 22, and I wish I could go back to 22.
Me too.
When you think about back in your life, if you could go back to a certain age that'd be unlimited, with the knowledge you have now, where would you want to go back to?
What age? Probably 25, 26.
Yeah, 25. Why not down to 10 or 5?
Well, because I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah,
much.
Me either. Good point, Steve.
I'd rather
not 25. As in control as I'd like to be.
25, 26, I'm getting out of the Army, I might have gone a different way.
What about you, Doc?
I think it would have been my early 30s.
Okay.
Yeah. I have great regrets that I didn't know as much about money as I do now.
Not just money, but life in general.
Well,
but yeah, money.
Yeah,
but money does seem to have a lot to do with everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Me, it'd be 22. I really enjoyed 22. And I wish I could go back.
Yeah.
They make these movies every now and then where the guys are like, they exchange bodies, like a 17-year-old and a 60-year-old. I think George Burns was in one of them.
George Burns. There's a callback. Yeah,
remember that?
What, Freaky Friday, right?
What a
great comedian, George Burns.
Oh, he sure
George
was.
Burns.
Yeah, they don't have comedians like that anymore.
No, they really
don't. Rodney Dangerfield, too.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite ones.
Don Rickles.
Don
Rickles.
So many good ones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've already established we can't go back.
So now
we can learn something today. And I hope everyone out there listening, maybe there's some 22-year-olds or 25-year-olds or 30-year-olds listening today. Maybe they can learn some financial knowledge and take it to the bank, so to speak.
I hope they do. So we talk about inflation a lot, and the latest numbers are in. So they say inflation's around 3%. But again, is it really? Prices don't seem to be coming down.
No.
Inflation is. That's a given.
The inflation rate is coming down,
right.
but it's still high. It's still a positive number. So as long as they keep saying positive inflation numbers, even if it's, it came down from last month, it's only 4% this month, or 5% this month.
It's still
5% higher than it was last year this month.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
we have to remember that. And a lot of people forget that.
Sure.
And so I don't forget it when I go shopping because I get a lot less. When I buy the same things I used to buy.
Every time.
Yeah, every time.
Well, we're going to hear from Kevin Hassett. He is the Council of Economic Advisors. He was talking on Fox Business, and he's talking just about that, the inflation rate and what it really means.
Somebody needs to slap the markets in the face and say, there is no way they're going to be cutting rates, every meeting from late spring and until Christmas. It's just not going to happen. Really, federal funds futures need to almost start to price in hikes because inflation seems to be accelerating.
There you go. It does.
Yeah. It's nothing really seems to be stopping.
No.
And I talk to some mortgage brokers every now and then, and they're saying, gosh, I can't wait till rates come back down to maybe 5 or 4%. And I said, I made a couple of them mad the other day. I said, well, what's to say that it won't go to 10 or 11, 12% mortgage rates?
Mm.
And I said, I really think that we have to go higher before we're going to go lower. That's just my opinion. Again,
mm-hmm.
so we all have opinions. And I don't see anything, and I try to be positive all the time, but I don't really see anything lining up that's going to get us back to where we used to be.
Sure. Well, I know. We have already determined we can't go back.
Yeah, we can't go back. But we want to. I wish we could, though. I'd buy a lot more houses and lands and stuff like that.
So, exactly.
2% rate.
Yeah.
So one of the things I wish you could, and I know there's rules against it, but if you have a 3% mortgage at your current house,
mm-hmm.
and let's say it's $500,000, that's what you owe in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the house is worth a little more, but you owe $500,000. Why couldn't you take that same loan you have, the $500,000, and go attach it to another house at the same 3%? It's the same loan. Why can't loans be portable? You know why? Because bankers don't want it to.
Right.
Well, I mean, again, that was back in the old days, in the 80s when I was buying
the first house.
Right? Back in the day. Well, because, no, a big deal when we were buying a home was if the loan was assumable.
Yeah.
And I had a VA loan, which was assumable. And, I mean, it was very attractive to when it came to
Why can't all loans be assumable?
I don't know if they are anymore.
No. I don't whether, but they're not portable. So the same reasoning about assumable, I'm gonna sell my house and the mortgage attached to the house to this next person. Why can't you say I'm just gonna take my mortgage that's $500,000 and bring it over to this other house and secure it with this other house?
I think you're on to something.
At 3%.
I do too.
Well, it'll never be allowed because you can't make money on that,
right? So, somebody could.
Yeah, but it's just funny. What's by the way, you talked about the 80s. 84 is when I graduated from high school. Dude, simple little math. That's 40 years ago. I got a 40-year high school reunion coming up. Well, it just seems like yesterday I went to the 10-year reunion. It's crazy, isn't it?
Mine was last year. Well, my 40-year was last year.
Did you go?
I didn't. I didn't.
Steve, when did you have your 40?
You know, a while ago, and I didn't go.
I'm sorry. When's the last one you went to?
I went to, I think I went to the 15, believe it or not.
We didn't do fives. We only did tens.
No, we did that one, and that was the last one I went to.
Okay. Well, let's look at what we can do now. With a lot of people listening to us are probably in our same age groups, and so we you and I have these conversations a lot about retirement, what's going to happen in retirement, how to make sure you retire and you don't have a step down in standard of living. That's the most important thing. Why retire if you're going to have a worse life than you had when you're working?
So right.
When you retire, it needs to be a better, in my opinion, better life, because every single day in retirement is a Saturday, which I know what I do on a Saturday. I spend more money than I do on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
I didn't say Friday. Friday's always fun days.
Yeah, they are.
But so, Steve, most people there don't have a true plan for retirement to get them, you know, you can get the first 10 years through retirement. Most people can with not many worries, but you could also blow through all your money in 10 years.
Sure.
So we need to make sure we have a lifetime income plan, a retirement plan. We call it a financial fill-up strategy. Every single year you get a check, regardless of how long you live. And this goes way over people's heads a lot of times. If you're not in retirement, you don't realize how important that is to be in retirement and know you never have to worry about where money's coming from. And the great peace of mind knowing also that if you pass away, your spouse is going to continue to get those same paychecks for the rest of his or her life. That is a golden peace of mind in my mind. So you'd like to claim the strategies, like we've got these strategies out there for you for retirement, and we have 10 openings. If you'd like to claim one of those openings to have your own total retirement plan with this financial fill-up strategy built in, folks, you got to see it to believe it. It's all in writing. It's all authorized. It sounds too good to be true, but it isn't. It's one of those things that really works. And you're not going to get rich, but you're not going to get poor. And that's the main thing. And the beauty of this strategy is once you have this financial fill-up strategy in place, knowing that you're going to be taken care of with income, most people have extra money left over. You don't need all your money to get this strategy in place. Take the extra money, put it at extreme risk in the market, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you lose that money, you still have your income forever in your lifetime, which will let you do everything you want to do in retirement. So I'm going to make that offer open right now. Claim it right now to the next 10 people.
Folks, if you want to get in and have that conversation with Coach Pete and the team, 888-623-8858. It's just that simple. 888-623-8858, or just text 401k to 600-700. Text 401k to 600-700.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yes, it takes a little time to do it, and you're going to have to take an hour or two out of your time to get the plan done and understand it, and you don't have to do it if you don't want to, but dedicate this little time here to have a lifetime of worry-free income, I think.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Doc?
Oh, I absolutely agree. You know, my husband and I have started having regular money dates.
Oh, yeah?
And I think that if a couple approaches, you know, their finances with knowledge and understanding, and I think that we both agree that we need the guidance of a fiduciary.
Well, that's what we are. Tell me about these money dates. I'm curious.
Well, we try to do it at least once a month.
Okay.
But maybe ideally it would be like maybe twice a month. We agree ahead of time that we're going to set some time aside, and we try to make it fun. Do it on the weekend. Maybe sometimes we'll pop a bottle of champagne afterward.
Well, what happens during?
Well, we talk about everything.
Oh, all
you're
money talk.
You're leading me down a path here.
Well, it's a intriguing to me. I haven't heard that before.
Well, we're in the financial red zone, right? Talk about that time in your life when you need to start cracking down. And there's an 8-year difference between us.
Right.
And so he's thinking a little more about retirement than I am, but we need to be preparing accurately. And so it could be some weeks it's just about our monthly budget.
Yep.
Some weeks it's a little more involved with where we're. Are we planning for growth protection and income?
Looking way ahead. And that's the fun part.
Right, ahead to protect your behind. Right,
yeah, exactly.
So that's intriguing. I like that.
A money date.
A money date. I like the sound of that. Yeah. Well, but it makes sense, doesn't it? And I don't call it a budget. I call it a spending plan.
That's a much better. You know what? And so do we. But old habits die hard.
I know. You know, a lot of ways that people do budgets, they just look at the credit card receipts or the end of the month, the credit card bill, they send you the bill, but it shows everywhere you spent money.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the conversations really kick in, don't they?
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Sometimes you forget where you spent that money.
Well, there is such a thing as financial infidelity.
Somebody has a credit card you don't know about.
Ding, ding.
All right. Well, hey, it's just about making sure that you understand what goes into making a successful retirement and make sure that your significant other also understands that.
Sure.
And if you get on the same track together, it's a lot easier not to get derailed in the future. So just make sure everything works fine, folks. If you'd like to get your own plan, if you have questions in the financial world, tell us if you do your own money dates. I'd be curious to hear that. But give us a call right now.
888-623-8858 or text 401k to 600-700.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.